He said to me the other day, the Beloved says,
channel the Beloved, I guess. They said, when you really understand omnipresence, the best response is laughter. So we're going to explore omnipresence today. And so let's just breathe and relax. Breathe and relax and remember that we are the leading edge of non-physical. We dreamed ourselves into being. We imagined and we allowed and we became form. And we dance on the edge of the expansion of the universe with every new desire that is born. We help that universe to expand simply by having preferences. We are so loved. We are so appreciated and supported and supplied. We are that non-physical essence, eternal and infinite, all the time. Not just when we die, but right now. Infinite and eternal, for there is no death. That's why Abraham calls it croaking, because it's so disrespectful. Because they want us to remember that there is only life. Life, life, and more life. Every day, in every way, we expand, we evolve, we transform. Perhaps we transform into the same thing again and again because we think the same thoughts each day. But we have the potential in every moment to choose again new thoughts, new patterns of thought, new possibilities opening up before us. Beauty and wonder, grace and power, peace and clarity, wisdom and joy. There is always all of these qualities on the inside of us, deep in our hearts. This essence of love exists. In every moment in all of time, the essence of love is right here with us. Love is omnipresent. Peace is omnipresent. Joy is omnipresent. Abundance is omnipresent. Sometimes we forget and we feel the lack of something we want. But in any moment, we can remember that it's already done in our vortex. The universe has already created for us everything we have asked for. For when we ask, it is given, just as Abraham says. And then we allow, we receive, we perceive what's already here. So I'd like to take some time today to perceive omnipresence. And we can begin perceiving the omnipresence of peace, feeling the peace deep within us, exploring peace. Recently, I've been playing with the sentence, even though I don't usually feel peace here, peace is available to me now. In any situation, in any moment, in all of time, anywhere I go, peace is available to me now because peace is omnipresent. So let's explore the omnipresence of peace. Beginning to feel peace. Let's start with our hearts. Somewhere in our heart, there is a little place where we can identify peace. A little quiet moment that we haven't touched. Breathing into that place of stillness, we can relax. Allow our bodies, our emotions, our minds to relax. And notice that peace is here in my heart right now. I feel peace in my heart right now. I feel peace in my heart right now. In all of the activity, the movement, the pumping, there is peace in my heart right now. For peace is not the opposite of action. Peace is often coexistent with action, just as tension is often coexistent with stillness. We are cultivating the peace, noticing the peace. Peace in my heart now. And now taking a deep breath, feel for the peace in your shoulders. Perhaps you'll want to change the way you're sitting. Adjust your posture a little bit to feel the peace in your shoulders and upper back. Peace in your neck. I feel peace in my shoulders now. Peace in my shoulders. Peace in my scalp. Allowing that lovely feeling of peace and ease to become present in my awareness. The peace has always been there. But now I notice it and bring it forward by my attention. Peace in my forehead. Peace in my eyes. Peace in my ears. Peace in my brain. Feeling the quiet in my forebrain. Feeling peace in my midbrain, in the back of my brain, left and right, peace in my brain now. Simply exploring the omnipresence of peace. And feeling peace in my upper arms, peace in my elbows, peace in my forearms and hands and fingers, feeling the loveliness of peace. Peace moving down my back. Continuing to adjust posture as necessary to feel as peaceful as possible. Acknowledging the omnipresence of peace already here. Peace in the spine, in the spinal column, in the ribs, in the liver, the stomach, the intestines, the lungs, peace throughout this amazing body that each of us has. Allowing this exquisite, omnipresent peace to allow our bodies to deeply relax. Relaxing into the pelvis. All of the internal organs relaxed and peaceful. Peace in the thighs and knees, calves and feet. Peace in every organ, cell, and system of the body. Peace allowing perfect health to be revealed. For well-being, health, energy is also omnipresent. Allowing our attention to dwell on the wholeness of who we are. Peace in our thoughts. Peace in our feelings. Breathing deeply once again and relaxing even more. Using this awareness of the omnipresence of peace to look at our lives as a whole. Peace in our homes. Peace in our kitchens. Peace in our appliances. Peace in our computers. Peace in our living rooms. Peace in our bedrooms. Peace in our bathrooms. Peace all around our homes. Peace in our neighborhoods. peace in our cars. Peace on our roadways. Peace in our workplace. Peace in our relationships with family members. Breathing deeply and relaxing even more. Peace in our relationships with loved ones. Peace in our relationships with people we work with. Peace in our relationship with friends. Peace in our relationships with people that sometimes push our buttons. Noticing perhaps a situation where you might say, even though I don't usually feel peace here, peace is available to me now. Allowing the omnipresence of peace to become very clear. Peace in situations you might have judged negatively in the past. Peace with the holiday season. Peace in my to-do list. Peace in my ever-deepening connection to Source. peace in seeing through the eyes of God. Peace in feeling the great love that Abraham says is here for all of us. Peace in thinking about all that's in our vortex. Peace in recognizing our vibrant good health. Peace in recognizing our flowing abundance. Peace in recognizing all the love that already comes to us from all of our wonderful relationships. Simply breathing into the peace. Remembering the peace that's always here. Breathing deeply. Relaxing deeply. And remembering that the peace is omnipresent. We encounter it within us everywhere. We may encounter it everywhere we go. For there is nowhere that peace is not. Allowing our action to be taken in peace and inspiration. And remembering how much there is to love about these amazing lives we're living. I am grateful for the peace. And so now gently begin to stretch your back and your neck, your fingers and your toes. Wiggle your nose. And when you're ready, open your eyes.